You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show with your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Keith Ellis, and Matthew Peck. They know that the road to a successful retirement is paved with consistent care and a commitment to guide the families they serve. Matthew is a certified financial planner professional and author of Mind the Gap, The Cracks in the American Retirement System. Derek's been featured in Kiplinger and together with Keith, co-authored Victory, Winning in Health, Wealth, and Success. They've been featured in major publications like Forbes and the Wall Street Journal, but they're most at home talking to people just like you about living out their dreams in retirement. Their phone lines are always open at 800-227-7777. So give them a call to find out your retirement roadmap or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, sit back, grab a pen, and start your engines. Here's Derek, Matt, and Keith.
Welcome, everyone, to another weekend edition of the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show brought to you by SHP Financial. I'm Derek Gregoire, joined by Keith Ellis. Matthew Peck is out today, so Keith and I will take care of today's show. And we have a lot of good information to bring you as it pertains to retirement planning, but specifically this week, we want to talk about breaking the conventional wisdom in different areas of retirement on things like taxes. There's certain things that people think are the norm for planning for retirement, but a lot of times they get you into trouble tax-wise. There's also the old adage that, you know, you should have a stock to bond portfolio. And while we have those and we do use those, where interest rates are and where the market is in general, sometimes just putting money into bonds is not the best thing for everyone's money. There are alternatives to at least consider. So we're going to get into multiple areas of retirement planning and maybe give you some ideas of what may be different than what you're accustomed to. But with that being said, Keith and I are here today. Matt's not here. Keith, should we give him a hard time or take it easy on him?
Probably give him a hard time.
I know, he's
he's bailing out on us. But I guess, actually, we should definitely give him a hard time because that happened to me earlier this year and you guys beat me up pretty good.
Yeah. So we've been working together for too long, I think. So Keith and I have been, since 2002, we started at the same company. And then Matt was there too. I was actually the last one to start there. And it's funny, going back, even when I was in college, I was a finance major and I was an intern. You'd be surprised at what goes on in the financial planning world.
Yeah.
I mean, the advice that's out there, I feel bad for a consumer because you hear 20 different radio shows, 20 different commercials. You get
invitations from everywhere.
Yeah, invitations for a dinner every night. But how do you know who's who? Because I started as an intern for one of the biggest financial companies in the world, probably. And I saw how they operate. And it was more like selling, hey, sell this fund or sell that fund or push this or push that. And I remember I was there during 2001, during 9/11. I remember that event like it was yesterday. And it was, I remember just my roommates watching that day as those events unfolded. And I was in the middle of class talking to a couple of my classmates. And the teacher left and came back in and basically dismissed us saying, you know, there's been an event in New York. And could be terrorist related. And I remember that day like it was yesterday. And going back a few weeks later to being an intern, I mean, I would start my days going to class and then go into my internship in the afternoon. After things settled down and people were back to work a few weeks later after 9/11, I remember getting a bunch of calls from clients that I was helping out the advisor, and they had just lost a ton of money right before they were going to retire, and they were super nervous. So bottom line, as I started this company, I'm like, is this what I want my legacy to be? Like working for a company that avoids client calls when the market's down? That's what it was like. And so 6 months to 8 months later, I started at another company. And the good news is I met Keith and Matt. Well, kind of good news. The bad news is it was a similar situation where you were kind of like handcuffed or you were kind of told to sell certain things. And so in 2003, many, many years ago, myself, Keith, and Matt left that company and started what's known as SHP Financial. And the reason why we started this company is to be different, to be independent. And over the years, it's evolved, I think, into what's called the SHP Retirement Roadmap process. But Keith, I guess, what would your commentary be? Because I know we've talked about it plenty of times off air about just the confusion of what type of advisor everyone can say they're a financial advisor, but it really depends on the licenses you hold and what you're allowed to offer.
Yeah, and that's really what we talk about and we've been talking about, you know, since we started doing radio, right? And since we started putting together this show. And I think one of the main questions that people out there seeking advice, seeking help from advisors, going to the dinner workshops or, you know, going to sit down with someone is, the first question that should be asked is, are you a fiduciary, right? Because what a fiduciary means, and, you know, I didn't even think we were going to go down this path today, but, you know, now we're here.
Yeah.
What a fiduciary means is it's someone on the other side of the table that has to put your self-interest, the investor's self-interest, your goals, what you want to accomplish, put you before them. And what I mean by that is, any recommendation that they make has to be in your best interest. And to me, that's a huge peace of mind element, I guess, for a lack of a better way of putting it. If I was someone, you know, from a consumer's standpoint, like you go into a car dealer or something like that, how do you know, right?
Exactly.
You go into a furniture store, how do you know? With someone that is acting as a fiduciary, you know, because they're bound to that. They have to do that.
And it's amazing how there's folks in the industry that don't have to hold up to that standard at all. They can basically sell if it's suitable. So, well, it might be the most expensive fund, but they asked for a large cap fund and I gave them a large cap fund and that passes the test.
Exactly.
And so I think on today's show, we're really going to try to go against conventional wisdom. And I think sometimes in the world of planning, a lot of times things get lost in the shuffle. So some of the things, all right, you should always overload your 401ks and put more money away. But again, are we considering the tax bomb that's going to come down the road? Everyone says, oh, you should be in stocks and bonds. Well, I agree on the stocks and bonds too, to a point, but with interest rates rising, is that the best thing all the time to put your money in bonds if you're looking for some downside protection?
Well, the conventional wisdom, you know, once the 401k was rolled out, you know, in 1978, but really took steam in 1981, was we're going to put money into this and we're going to get that tax deduction. So you're kicking in a way that to the tax can down the road. And this was in the Reagan administration. So people were taught to overfund or taught to fully fund their 401k plans, their IRA plans. And the conventional wisdom was, hey, look, this is going to work out fine for two reasons. One, you know, when you retire, you're going to need less income. Well, you and I do this every day. Most folks that come in want to maintain their lifestyle.
Yeah.
They don't necessarily want less income or need less income, one. The second thing is, we're assuming that taxes stay the same. Well, you know, we've seen taxes go up since that point. And now here we are in a time frame, and I think this is why we want to do this show.
Correct.
That taxes are almost at an all-time low.
Yeah.
So is there an opportunity to do some planning around these tax brackets and this new tax situation that can better enhance your situation in the future?
Well said, Keith, because most folks listening and most advisors we see, they charge a fee or they make money based on selling annuities or making money in the market, which is normal. But if you're paying money and that's all you're getting and you're getting nothing about other areas of retirement, I feel like you're missing the boat. So quickly, here at SHP Financial, if you've heard us for the last 10 years or so on the radio, we've built a process called the SHP Retirement Roadmap. Yeah, we've built it over the years, but it's really for you. For those who are in or close to or heading to retirement, the concept is, yes, we build an investment plan. We manage your money. We can use the same insurance, annuities, if that's a part of what you're trying to do. But beyond just income planning, investment planning, we look at other areas like estate planning to make sure your assets are passed on properly. Healthcare, what are the costs of healthcare? Finally, tax planning. And that's where we're going to go heavy into today, because that's a big advantage you can take advantage of potentially between now and the next 6 or 7 years, where the tax code currently is going to expire. So if you want to learn more about taxes, stay tuned for the rest of this show. We're going to get into it deeper into the next segment. But also, we have our book, the SHP Retirement Roadmap, which when you call and book a meeting with us to sit down with us for no cost, we'll send you out the copy of our tax chapter of our book, The Retirement Roadmap. If you want to get a hold of that, the number is 800-227-7777, 800-227-7777, or you can go to our website at shpfinancial.com. When we get back, we're going to talk to you about one of the hugest advantages that you may be able to take advantage of between now and 2025, and that's tax planning. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
When you're building a home, you need more than just four walls. You need a roof. You need a foundation. Without these things, your home would be incomplete. The same can be said for your retirement planning. Hi, this is Keith Ellis, co-founder of SHP Financial. If your financial advisor is only looking at your investment portfolio, it's like having a house with no roof. At SHP Financial, when we create our customized retirement roadmap plans for our clients, managing their investments is only one part of the process. We include income and expense planning, inflation protection, tax reduction strategies, and healthcare and estate planning. If your current advisor is not talking to you about these important issues, we invite you to come in for a complimentary, no-obligation retirement roadmap review. Get a second opinion. Your retirement well-being could depend on it. Call 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777, or request your appointment online at shpfinancial.com.
Say you want to learn about retirement planning, but also want to learn about other things, like how to navigate the new tax laws, income planning, diversification strategies, and legacy planning. Where would you go? Well, why not attend an SHP Financial complimentary dinner workshop? There's two coming up, one on Tuesday, March 12th, and another on Thursday, March 14th. Both are at 6 p.m. at Amari Restaurant in East Sandwich. Call now to register, 800-227-7777, or register online at shpworkshops.com.
The word volatile is rarely used when describing something desirable. It's usually not associated with pleasant outcomes and doesn't sound very appealing unless you're on a roller coaster. When it comes to your retirement plan, volatile is the last word you want to hear when talking about your nest egg. This is Matthew Peck, certified financial planner and founder of SHP Financial. Here, we like to focus on other words when it comes to retirement planning. Words like predictability, opportunity, and security. While we may live in volatile times, there are strategies that can help lessen or possibly even eliminate its impact on your portfolio. If you're concerned about your exposure to market volatility, call 1-800-227-7777 today to schedule your complimentary review. We'll perform a risk analysis of your current portfolio and then discuss the ways we can help you achieve your retirement goals without taking unnecessary risks. Schedule your complimentary review today by calling 800-227-7777 or go online to shpfinancial.com.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So over the years, it's amazing how things in this world have evolved. Whether it's, something as simple as back in the day, you'd hand crank a window in your car to roll it up. Not that that's such a time saver, but now you hit a button. Or whether back in the day you had, the first computer was the size of a room.
A warehouse.
And now you can hold it in your pocket. The list goes on. Look at TVs from where they used to be back in the 50s compared to where they are now. It's almost like the people are living in your living room. And so what we find in the financial planning world, there's a lot of things that should be evolving, and in my opinion, aren't evolving as much as they should be. There are opportunities that you right now, as someone who's getting close to or in retirement, really need to take advantage of, or at least look at the options available. And so we know, as part of our retirement roadmap process, through this segment, I want you to picture where you are right now, right? Think about where you are right now. And as we talk about these areas and these opportunities, I also want you to think, are we taking advantage of these areas?
Or at least having a conversation about it.
If you're a do-it-yourselfer, are you having a conversation or planning about this yourself? Or if you work with an advisory team, are they having these conversations with you? And if not, that's when you really have to think about, am I getting the true advice? Because you might be leaving thousands of dollars on the table. And I don't know about you, Keith, but most people I talk to, if we can make it save them $300,000 or $1 million over their lifetime, who knows? It obviously depends on the person. That's something people want to hear about.
Yeah.
And there's an opportunity right now that exists. So Keith, why don't you just explain the opportunity and talk about maybe why tax diversification is so important?
Definitely. You know, we did this a lot with our clients last year, and we're already starting to talk to many of our clients that we're working with this year. For those of you who don't know, which you obviously do or will come April 15th, the tax laws have changed quite a bit. There are some opportunities out there, as you say, Derek, to be able to do some tax planning around some of your retirement accounts. This could potentially have a huge impact on folks going forward. The conventional wisdom, as we talked about in the last segment, was overfund your retirement accounts to get the tax savings today. A lot of the conversation we're having right now with our clients is, hey, look, we understand that you should put some money into those accounts.
Definitely.
Especially if you have a match.
Matching is free money.
Because it's free money.
And free exactly. money is the only thing I know that's better than tax-free money.
Exactly. But the idea is to, and you really want to work with an advisor to see if it's right for you. Now, I have a client where his income is so high on an annual basis that it makes sense to not execute this strategy. Mm-hmm. However, the majority of folks that come in and visit with us, this does make sense. Maybe they've retired in their early 60s and they can control their income. Basically, what we're doing is we're starting to look at ways to transition some of those taxable assets to tax-free status. And what that does, it creates tax diversification for them down the road.
Well, stop right there, Keith, because everyone knows, sorry to interrupt, but everyone knows when you're doing an investment plan, you diversify your assets, right?
Correct.
I think very few people...
The buck stops there for most people.
Exactly. How about tax diversification? Do you want to get to retirement and have all of your accounts be taxable when you take them out? That's a big hit. You have to plan to save a lot more money if everything is pre-tax, because as it comes out, you pay taxes.
And why is no one talking about this? Because it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work to be able to model this out and do this for each of your clients. You know what I mean? If you have a large client base, which many of the wirehouses or many of the advisors that we typically hear other folks come in and talk to us about, they have a large client base. So they're not able to spend the time with their clients to be able to properly position them for the future. And that's really what we want to do.
Well, think about that, Keith. A lot of folks out there either do it, if they do it yourself, or you might not know the updated tax codes and the rules of what you can do. If you're working with an advisory team, sometimes they're either small and maybe a 1 to 5 man woman shop, and they don't have the support. I mean, we have 25 people here that help us to do this planning. We can't do it all on our own. And then also, if they work for a huge wirehouse, sometimes they're not even allowed to talk taxes.
Correct.
Because they're so afraid of any liability, which is important. But we work with CPAs on our, we have CPAs that we work with regularly. And we're talking about basic tax planning of, okay, if we can move this money into this bucket right now, that's fully taxable when you retire. So when you call, think about it. If you have a $500,000 account that's fully taxable and you need $30,000 out, you might have to take out $50,000. Pay the taxes to get 30, especially if taxes go up, which you're probably going to after 2025. If you do some planning and you move it to a tax-free bucket or a never tax bucket, guess what? That's going to have, if you need 30,000, you take out 30,000. You don't have to take out 50. You want to make sure you have tax diversification.
Well, that's the idea, is to kind of create that never tax bucket. Most folks that we come that come in to visit with us, I always ask them, we know taxes are going to go up in 2026, because this new tax law expires. Do you think they're going to go up any more in the future? And most people are like, yeah, they almost kind of have to, because of the spending we're doing as a country. So my question to them at that point is, do we want to explore an opportunity to pay less taxes on money we're going to have to pay taxes on? And I think the answer that most people out there driving around would say is, yes, of course, if there's an opportunity to methodically do this over time and limit the amount of taxes I'm going to pay on this bucket that I'm going to, no matter what I do, have to pay taxes on, yep, it makes sense to look at that strategy.
Well, what I found, Keith, that very few people know, very few people that are listening, unless maybe you're a client, do you know what the tax liability is of all of your accounts? Meaning, if you have 401ks or IRAs or any of those type of accounts that are pre-tax, IRAs, 401ks, 403bs, do you know what the tax liability is on those accounts? Do you know how much you're going to pay on those during your lifetime when you start taking minimum distributions, when you start living off of this money? Do you know exactly what the tax liability is? If you don't, you really need to find that out, because let's say you have $700,000 in retirement accounts. We might run an analysis and that might cost you $400,000 in taxes over your lifetime. Whereas if we did planning, maybe it only costs you $150,000.
$125,000, $150,000.
So it's like, so when you're listening, do you want to pay $150,000 or do you want to pay $400,000? Obviously, each person's situation is different, but these are rocks that you want to turn over to see what's under them, to see if there's potential savings. And this is something that's not being talked about enough. I can say it over and over again, but it's step three in our five-step planning process, making sure you have an investment plan, an income plan, a tax plan, a healthcare plan, and a legacy plan. If you're listening and you want to get an evaluation to see what the tax liability is of your retirement and of your retirement accounts, give us a call. We can look at where you are now and also see where we can direct you during the next 6 years or so before the tax code changes and probably goes up, in our opinion. When you call and book a no obligation consultation, the neat part is we're going to send you a copy of our book. That chapter 3, I believe it is on tax planning. And it goes into these and other tax strategies that you can take advantage of during retirement. So give us a call. We'll send you a copy of our book. We have offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, Hyannis, and Braintree. Call right now, 800-227-7777. Just say you want to book a review to get to understand what the tax liability is of your retirement plan. 800-227-7777. Or you can request an appointment online at shpfinancial.com. Stay tuned. We're going to continue this tax discussion and talk about actual opportunities and actual client situations that we were able to work with to save our clients money in taxes. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and trusts to help protect families and their inheritance.
I'm Attorney McManus. Knowing your options for estate planning is the first step to protect yourself and the important people in your life. Join us at one of our informative dinner events on Cape Cod in Plymouth, or contact my staff to arrange for a personal consultation.
So call McManus Estate Planning today, 508-778-8855, 778-8855, or visit capecodestateplanning.com.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and tax-efficient trusts to help protect families and their inheritance. Perhaps you have a plan in mind, but nothing in writing, or it's been years since your documents were reviewed. Schedule a complimentary appointment with McManus Estate Planning at our Plymouth or Cape Cod offices. Create a plan to protect assets for those you care about. Call 508-778-8855. Or CapeCodEstatePlanning.com.
If you've recently had a change with employment or an employer or company ownership, your current 401k or pension plan could be affected. The professionals at SHP Financial can help guide you through these changes with your company savings and retirement plans. Call them today at 800-227-7777 to take control of your company's retirement plan. The number again is 800-227-7777. Changes within your current status could affect the fees you pay, have significant tax burdens, and save you money. Their team will design investment strategies to help protect and grow what you've saved in your corporate plan. If you're not 100% sure what your options are, call 800-227-7777 today. You work too hard to not know your options, your fees, and if you're maxing out the benefits. So call SHP Financial right now for a complimentary review. It only takes about an hour, but could add years to your retirement income. Call 800-227-7777 or visit shpfinancial.com.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So Keith Ellis and myself, Derek Gregoire, we're back here. Matt Peck is not with us this week, which usually is, but we're giving him the week off from radio. And we've been talking this entire show about really the trying to defy conventional wisdom when it comes to investing and when it comes to tax planning. You think about how many things back in the day were the norm. And we had talked about earlier, whether it was, what was the analogy?
Rolling up your window.
Yeah, what was the other
one? As opposed to the computer.
Yeah, the computer or TV. Think about where, you know, watching TV and you have to get up and change a channel, God forbid. You know, the physical exertion you had to put in. And even just sitting there now with a controller, you probably wouldn't get up and hit the button because you can sit right there and use a controller, as lazy as that sounds. But from an investments planning standpoint, there's more efficient ways to do things, and especially when it comes to tax planning. So in our opinion, we find like this is a very underutilized tool that's become a huge opportunity in the investment world. And for a lot of you listening who are between 55 and 70, I would say, is like a really good... I mean, this planning you can do before and after that, but that's really a really hot zone where you can take advantage of this type of planning potentially and reduce taxes going forward. And so we talked earlier about really the tax code last year changed. And right now, as a couple, you can make around $100,000 after the standard deduction of $24,000. You can make about $100,000 and still be in the 10 to 12% federal tax bracket. If you fast forward to when the current tax code expires in 2025-26, where does everyone think taxes are going? Up. I mean, look at the deficit. I mean, it has to go up, doesn't it?
It's a written law.
I would be shocked if it didn't go up in 2026. And with that being said, what we always say is taxes are on sale. And literally, when you talk about working with an investment planner and picking the right team to work with, when it comes to the markets, that's obviously, we do our best job to put you in the best portfolio and allocation, and we do a great job at that. But that's obviously the market does changes. There's no guarantees in the market on a day-to-day basis. From a tax standpoint, we can look at taxes and it literally takes an act of Congress to change a tax code. So why not take advantage of this right now while you have the opportunity? I find that too many folks coming into us, and if this is you, that's okay because there might be a solution. Too many folks have most of their money in pre-tax accounts, meaning 401ks, IRAs, 403bs, simple IRAs, SEP IRAs. If you do nothing about it and you have no tax diversification, if everything's all pre-tax, and you don't have enough put in the tax-free bucket, the never-tax bucket, or the after-tax bucket, without getting too complicated, you could be in for a rude awakening when you start taking money out in retirement, especially when we consider tax rates are probably going to be higher. So this is our SHP stories segment. Let me share a story of a couple that came in a couple years ago right off the radio show, and it's Brad and Sarah. Brad was a contractor. He'd worked many years. He was in his early 60s and wasn't going to retire for a couple of years. Sarah was a homemaker. She had stayed home, raised the children. I mean, he did too, but she did a bunch of, you know, took the kids to all their sporting events, and they were at this point where the kids were now raised and he was making a good salary. But when we talked to them, they first came into their meeting, and like a lot of folks, they kind of didn't really, they had a kind of a concept of where things were, but a lot of people that come in think that they have to come in fully prepared. If you know everything and you're fully prepared, you probably don't need to come in, right? So we expect you to come in not knowing everything. That's our job. Think about like when I talked to Brad, he's a contractor. And although I grew up doing some plastering and drywall, you know, working with my dad as a kid, certainly you don't want me building your house. And just like Brad said, you don't want me dealing with your clients' portfolios and making tax decisions. So whatever you do with your job, that's your focus. What we do here is full-fledged, holistic financial planning. And part of that is tax planning. So when we're sitting down with Brad and Sarah, they're like, listen, we don't know what's going on. We basically have a few hundred thousand here, a few hundred thousand there. They had about $1 million. Half of it was in IRAs, pre-tax accounts, and half of it was in non-IRAs. They were also deciding, they said, we're in our early 60s. We want to work another couple of years, but we have questions like, when do we take Social Security? What buckets do we draw from first? And they were nervous that they heard on one of our shows that we talked about taxes last year. What about when I'm 65, 70 years old and they have to start taking from my IRAs? That's going to be, I may be paying 20, 30% in taxes if I don't do anything about it. So really, when we built their plan, we took them on as a client. The goal wasn't to do everything right now, you know, Keith, because they're still working and he's making a couple hundred thousand dollars a year. What we decided was when you retire, let's delay Social Security. Number one, because they were in good health, so we could let it build up for a couple of years. But the real reason, number two, is to keep them in a low tax bracket. If you're retired and you have no Social Security income and you're not working, your tax bracket's basically nothing, right?
Correct.
So, and we did that for a reason. Now, they had 500,000 saved outside of their IRA. So they were going to use some of that money to live off of for the next few years. But here's the important thing. They were going to transition that $500,000 over a five-year period into a Roth IRA. Mm-hmm. And when they do that, they pay taxes. But we figured the average taxes they'd pay per year would be, over 5 years, be about 15% federal. Let's say somewhere between 12 to 20% per year in federal taxes, in state taxes. Now, that $500,000, let's say they didn't convert and didn't do anything, because a lot of folks listening don't know their tax liability of what their IRA is.
Correct.
And you have to figure, if you don't do anything and you don't do any tax planning,
you're just kicking the can down the road.
Which you have to take out RMDs. If you take out RMDs and you reinvest it, you have to pay capital gains taxes.
And then, yep.
If you pass away, the next generation has to pay taxes on that money again. So it's taxed like three different ways. If you convert to a Roth or to a tax-free or never taxed again type of investment, you don't have to take minimum distributions. When you pass away, this tax-free death benefit and all the gains are tax-free.
You're really grabbing the tax bull by the horns, right?
Correct.
Taking control of your tax situation. That's the idea.
And so Brad and Sarah, by the way, they had an advisor. And the reason they switched to us wasn't because we had this fancy portfolio that was going to make an extra 0.5% compared to where they were before. Maybe but that wasn't the reason. The main reason they work with us, because I looked down, I ran the numbers. I said, all right, if you do nothing, if you stay on the course. So a lot of people listening, picture this right now. In your situation, this is how Brad and Sarah is. Maybe you relate to them, maybe you don't. But if they do nothing, kept with their current advisor, kept with their current plan, during their lifetime, they would pay about $391,000 in taxes on that $500,000 account, using life expectancy to age 90 and some pretty conservative returns.
So if one of them lived to 90, pay about $391,000.
On $500,000. That's what they're
huge.
Think about that. If we did a conversion over a five-year period when they retire and structured their portfolio in a way that we could convert about $100,000 a year for 5 years but reduce their other income, you know what it would cost them? About $100,000. So wow. I said, Brad and Sarah, do you want to pay?
It's about a $300,000 savings.
$100,000 over 5 years, or would you rather pay almost $400,000 over your lifetime? And that's, by the way, that's assuming taxes don't skyrocket
exactly
after 2025. If they do, that number is going to be even more expensive.
Exactly.
So that's what I mean when it comes to full holistic planning. At SHP Financial, we do the conventional stuff like everyone else does. We build you an income plan. We can use insurance vehicles. We use every aspect of the market to make sure that you have an investment plan that's catered to your needs. But we don't stop there. That's step one and two of our plan is income and investments. Step three is tax planning. Step four is healthcare planning. And step five is legacy planning or estate planning. Most people have one or two of these covered. Very few that come in have all five. And if you do, great job. So if you're listening right now and whether you have none of them covered, two of them covered, or all five of them covered, it would benefit you to come in for a review to make sure you're not missing anything. Because in this scenario, by Brad and Sarah coming in a while back and learning about their tax liability, they could potentially save hundreds of thousands of dollars over their lifetime in taxes. And I know the people listening right now, if they could take the time, picture a day down the road where you have this plan built and you're covering all areas of retirement, not just one or two, how much better would you feel? And maybe it's just me because I have OCD, Keith, but if I'm on vacation, I like to know all my I's are dotted and T's are crossed. I even like to know, this is probably, I shouldn't admit this, but if my keypad on my garage if it's up and not down when I leave, even that bothers me. So imagine me being away and not taking care of things like this. Most of our clients like being away and not having to worry about, hey, did I forget to, is there a part of my retirement plan that I'm just not addressing? So I want to know right now, how many of you listening have an IRA? And if so, how many of you know what the tax liability is on your IRA or retirement account? The bad news is it's not all yours. When you take money out, what do you have to start doing? Paying taxes. You have a business partner. That business partner is the IRS. And sometimes it might be a greedy business partner. So when you turn 70 and a half, they're actually on your personal payroll for the rest of your life. So do you want to know what the total tax liability is of your IRA when you consider future RMDs, withdrawals for income, whatnot? Right now, you may have a window. For the next 6 years, it could represent the best time of your lives to reduce your tax liability. How many of you are having this conversation? When you come in, we'll help educate you on the tax liability of your IRA and retirement accounts to see if changes can be made to improve your situation. To sweeten the pot, when you do come in, we'll also send you a copy of our book, which it contains a full chapter on tax planning beyond and including what we already talked about. So take some time, take advantage of your retirement, come in to learn about our retirement roadmap process that looks at all areas of retirement. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call 800-227-7777. Whether you have part of this covered, a lot of it covered, or none of this covered, and you have no clue what I'm talking about, come in. That's what we're here to help you do. 800-227-7777, or you can go to our website and book a consultation at shpfinancial.com. We'll continue the discussion of defying conventional wisdom next during our market report, where we'll discuss other alternatives than the norm.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
Are you taking too many risks with your nest egg? Or missing out on growth opportunities because you're being too conservative? Not knowing the answer to this question might just be the single biggest issue keeping people from achieving their retirement goals. This is Matthew Peck, certified financial planner and co-founder at SHP Financial. We have an easy solution to this problem. Go to shpfinancial.com and click on the link, What's Your Risk Number? It's free to use and has helped countless investors translate their feelings about risk into numbers that they can understand. Knowing your risk tolerance will help put you in a better position to make sound investment decisions based on strategy and not emotions. Go to shpfinancial.com today and use our risk assessment tool to help measure your risk tolerance. And while you're there, you can always sign up for your complimentary no-obligation review. Go to shpfinancial.com today or call 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777.
And now, it's time for your weekly financial update, the SHP Financial Weekly Market Report. All the things you need to know about the market, the economy, and your investments, starting now.
So during our weekly market report, myself, Derek Gregoire, and Keith Ellis are here, and Matthew is away this week, so we're going to take over and go through some unconventional ways, maybe, potentially over the years, things that maybe weren't thought of 15, 20, 30 years ago in the marketplace that are now becoming much more prevalent for retirement planning. The area we're going in this is really looking at your allocation. And most folks, when they're getting ready to retire, they want to reduce their overall risk that they have and the exposure to the market. Keith, like we talked about earlier in the show, we talked about how a lot of people don't talk about tax planning. They just say, yeah, just keep funding your pre-tax monies and 401ks as much as you can put in, worry about the taxes later. Well, that later does come. And we talked about ways to reduce the tax burden as you get older and closer or through retirement. In this area, we're talking about allocation. And again, we talked a few minutes ago about the importance of building a strong allocation, whether it's stock, bonds, or different alternatives. We want to give the listeners more ways than one on how to potentially reduce market volatility within their portfolio. So let's start with a basic one.
You know, some of the more basic ones that are kind of coming back into play after many years on the sidelines, right, are certificates of deposit. I mean,
yeah. You can get a reasonable rate of return.
Yeah, we're starting to see CDs climb in regards to interest rates becoming more and more attractive. I've been having quite a few conversations about CDs, where to position them, where we think they're going, and what's available. Because the good news is, you know, we have access to CDs. We can put clients' monies into CDs. The thing is, you want to search the country to find the best rates for the individual. So we're able to do that, and that's becoming more and more, I don't want to say popular, but I think people are starting to look at them maybe a little bit more.
At least an option.
Exactly.
Now. Well, the other thing used to be like, all right, everyone has a 60-40 stock to bond portfolio. In bonds, we use bonds in our own portfolios, but they have to be carefully managed, I would say. Because where we are in the interest rate world and in the interest rate environment, if you're just putting money in bonds and looking to reduce your risk, if interest rates continue to climb and you're holding a long-term bond and interest rates go up and you want to get out of your bond so you can get that new rate at a higher rate, you're going to take a pretty good loss.
Yeah, what you thought was safe money is no longer as safe, right?
Correct. Now, if interest rates were stabilized and they weren't going up potentially like it looks like they are now, then maybe bonds would make more sense for a higher portion of your investments, we want to look outside the box, because almost everyone that comes into our office from these meetings, Keith, they're wanting to at least assess where their risk is. What would a good year look like approximately in my portfolio, and what would a bad year look like? Most people, once they assess what it is, a lot of times it ends up being way off from where they want to be. So like in essence, they say, I want to be pretty conservative, I'm getting close to retirement, but then we run their portfolio and it shows up as being aggressive, like not even close. One of the areas is certificates of deposit, using that, you know, getting a decent rate there. Another one is fixed annuities or fixed index annuities. Now, in the world of investments, Keith, there's 1,000 investments. And there's some people out there that, as an advisor, who that's all they do is sell annuities. Then there's some who say that only deal with the market and they say annuities are the worst thing. In our opinion, in reality, there's maybe, I don't know, hundreds of annuities on the market, maybe 3 to 5 of them that we think are pretty good. Like if you want a fixed rate annuity for that gives you a fixed return for a period of time, some people want that. And it sometimes it tends to pay a higher return than a CD, and they might allocate that to that. Or if you're using like an example of a fixed index annuity, in that case, it might give you a percentage of the increase in different market indexes, not all the gains, but then as a trade-off, you don't participate in the losses. And there are a couple of good ones in that category as well. So those are a few strategies right there that I think a lot of times people think, oh, I just do stocks and I do bonds, and that's my entire allocation. You have to really look outside the box on the more conservative monies besides just bonds.
Yeah, and one of the other strategies that I would add to that, because it is important to know what is available to you in the certificate of deposit market or in the annuity market. And you said, you're right. Are they a fit for everybody? Absolutely not, because there's some people that want to shoot for the moon when it comes to return. Well, if you want to shoot for the moon when it comes to return, you're not going to put your money in a CD, right? So this is a lot of times, you're right. People will come in, we're sitting down with them, we're taking a look at their overall allocation, assessing the amount of risk that they want in their portfolio. Many times it comes back way off than where they think it is. You know, maybe they think they're moderate and it's aggressive, or maybe they think they're being conservative and it's moderate or moderate aggressive. And we show them, hey, look, if, you know, another, God forbid, another 08 were to happen, here's what you stand to lose. Having that allocation be on, you know, on the fixed income side, and knowing what is available is huge, because if you can capture a decent rate of return there without the volatility, mm-hmm. it smooths out the ride altogether. So another component of that could be a newer strategy that's come on the market, say in the last 8 years, are CDs that have that index, almost like that annuity that has that index, but they're certificate of deposit. Those can be really attractive because people that invest in CDs typically like that FDIC insurance, right? It's important to them. So you can offer them pretty good upside based on an index inside of a CD, which is huge for some people out there, because they, again, that mindset of the FDIC, which there's nothing wrong with that. You just want to be able to provide that to them.
And that's, I think, what you mentioned, Keith, it was actually a good idea. Now, most people that come in, I think it's what you said earlier was you want to make sure we provide options than just bonds. And not that bonds are a bad thing, but you want to provide other options because folks are looking to reduce risk as they get closer to retirement. The one thing I'll say, more importantly, what you should get out of this segment is to have your portfolio. Depending on, you might have statements everywhere. Have your risk assessed. Like Keith mentioned, you'd be surprised how many people come in and they think they're one way. Like, yeah, I'm a conservative investor. I shifted things up because I'm getting close to retirement. We run the analysis on their portfolio, and what they thought was aggressive could be moderate or aggressive, or even what they thought was conservative could be moderate or even maybe aggressive. So make sure that's not you, because if you're too aggressive and you take a big drop right before retirement's about to start or a few years before, that could be devastating in the long run. So if you want to get your portfolio assessed, that's what I'd highly, highly recommend doing at this point. Give us a call, book a consultation at one of our offices. I don't care if you have pretty good organization, a little bit of organization, or statements everywhere and you're not sure where everything is. That's what we're here to do, to help you put things in order, build some organization around what you have, put it into a plan, but it starts with assessing what your current risk is. Call right now to book the no obligation consultation, 800-227-7777. One more time, that's 800-227-7777. or you can book a consultation and get a lot more information at shpfinancial.com. Stay tuned for the Retirement Roadmap Recap. Keith and I are going to leave you with our top two takeaways from today's show.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back. Say you want to learn about retirement planning, but also want to learn about other things, like how to navigate the new tax laws, income planning, diversification strategies, and legacy planning. Where would you go? Well, why not attend an SHP Financial complimentary dinner workshop? There's two coming up, one on Tuesday, March 12th, and another on Thursday, March 14th. Both are at 6 p.m. at Amari Restaurant in East Sandwich. Call now to register. 800-227-7777. You'll be able to get your questions answered and learn how to build a comprehensive retirement plan. Call 800-227-7777 right now to reserve your seats for a complimentary educational dinner workshop on March 12th or 14th at Amari Restaurant in East Sandwich. Demand is high, so call 800-227-7777 today. That's 800-227-7777. 800-227-7777. Or register online at shpworkshops.com. That's shpworkshops.com. You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So Keith and I are hopeful that today's show kind of brought to your attention the value of having a holistic plan. We talk about five important areas of retirement, making sure you have an income plan, an investment plan, a tax plan, a healthcare plan, and finally a legacy or estate plan. We believe that everyone should have all those areas addressed in order to have a successful retirement plan, but a lot of times folks come in and they only have one or two or zero. Sometimes they have four or five, but many times they don't have all these areas built out and planned for their retirement. So today we talked about the importance of, specifically from an investment standpoint, we talked about some alternatives to bonds and just different alternatives to try to provide some downside protection against the market. But we also talked earlier in the show about taxes and how taxes are a huge issue down the road. If you plan accordingly, we might have a few years where we can start tackling that issue head on. And so if you missed our show today and you want to listen to a repeat, you can either go to our website, shpfinancial.com, or you can subscribe to our podcast. So wherever you listen to your podcast, just type in SHP Financial and you can subscribe there. But Keith, given the things that we talked about today, what was your number one takeaway?
You know, many people out there have done a really good job saving and building their retirement assets. But there's an issue, and the issue is the majority of their money are in retirement accounts or pre-tax assets. So what you've done is you've kicked the tax can down the road, and eventually you're going to have a partner in business, and that business partner is Uncle Sam. The problem with that business partner is he dictates, you know, what it is you're going to pay, when you're going to start to pay if you haven't taken it by 70 and a half. And what I'm referring to are required minimum distributions. I think one of the questions that we asked earlier in the show is something that everyone should want to know. And that is, if you have retirement accounts, 401ks, IRAs, 403bs, 457s, you get what I'm trying to say. What is your overall tax liability on these accounts? Okay, how much taxes are you going to have to pay, whether you're 60, 65, 70, for the rest of your life on these accounts? The neat part about what we can do is we can show you the tax liability that you would owe. So a lot of my clients will come in, or you know, we'll get people to come in off the radio show. You know, people will come in and visit with us, and they'll say, "Keith, I heard you talking about taxes," and I'll run this analysis for them, and it's eye opening. And what the good news is that with some proactive planning, we can mitigate, minimize, or get rid of that tax burden altogether.
Yeah, and everyone's situation is different, Keith, obviously. But what you brought up is my final takeaway as well. That's too many folks come in and they're not able to, they might do a good job in saving money and having retirement accounts, and maybe their allocation is fine too. But if you're missing the tax window, if you're doing everything right, but you're missing a potential $200,000-$300,000 tax savings, think about that you could be using for travel or visiting grandkids or whatever it is you want to do in retirement, that's so important. And so as you mentioned earlier, I shared a story earlier in the show of Brad and Sarah. And as you mentioned, they had $500,000 in an IRA, and they had also some money outside of an IRA. And I won't get into the details, but they had the choice of how they wanted to buy out their business partner, which was Uncle Sam. Uncle Sam, or the IRS, they owed taxes on their IRA for the rest of their lives. So they could either do a Roth conversion over a five-year period and pay about $100,000 in taxes, or keep the $500,000 intact, or pay about $390,000 over their lifetime to Uncle Sam. And it's like, do you want to buy out someone for $100,000 or $391,000? And that's just one example, but there's so many opportunities available in a lot of clients that we work with situation to potentially reduce taxes. And that's the area that we want to uncover. So whether you have, you're doing a little bit of tax planning, a lot of tax planning, or no tax planning at all, you would benefit potentially from coming in for a review at one of our offices. Come have a cup of coffee, see what your tax liability is of your IRA, of your 401k, and then let us show you mathematically if it can be addressed and maybe the tax liability can be reduced ongoing. In order for you to do that, you just need to pick up the phone and give us a call. When you book a meeting, we're going to also send you a copy of our book, The Retirement Roadmap, which has, as one of our major chapters, a whole chapter on tax planning. The number to call is 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777. Or go to our website and book a consultation online at shpfinancial.com. That's all we have time for. Thank you for your support as always. And we'll talk to you next week right here on the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you by SHP Financial.
No statements made during the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show shall constitute tax, legal, or accounting advice. You should consult your own legal or tax professional on any such matters. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein. Individual results will vary. Matthew Peck, CFP, Derek Gregoire, and Keith Ellis of SHP Financial are licensed to offer investment advisory services through SHP Wealth Management LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Offices in Westboro, Dartmouth, and Braintree are offices of convenience and only used for client meetings.